Start tonight learning Tshuvat Chavadas, Chelek Aleph, Siman Aleph. Now, when he arranged all the Tshuvot in order, in this Chelek, they go in order of the year. Although it's officially on all Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, these are mostly on Or HaChaim, beginning with Nisan, and going all the way, cycling through till Purim. And at the end, he has two shorter Tshuvot about Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbat. We'll discuss that when we get there. So, Siman Aleph is a Nisan Pesach-related question. Sheila. However, בחודש שבט או אדר פרחי אילנות מלבלבים של עשי פרי, כגון פרחי השקדיה, האם יוכל לברך ברכת אילנות, או אין ברכת אילנות נוהגת, אלא בחודש ניסן? We know that the Gemara in Masechet Brachot Mem Gimel Amud Bet that says that when you see אילני דמלבלבי, you see trees that start having flowers, we make a bracha of ברכת אילנות. The question he has is, does that must be in חודש ניסן or not? Why would you think such a thing? Because the Gemara says, actually, Hayoseh bimei Nisan, v'ro'e ilanot melavlevim. When you go out in May Nisan, in the springtime, and you see the trees with the flowers, then you make the bracha of Birkat Ilanot, Shiloh Yisar v'olam oklum, v'rabo b'riot avot, v'ilanot avot v'ilanot b'nei adam. And that's Halacha Shulchan Aruch Rambam. They quote this Gemara. Now when it says Hayoseh bimei Nisan, is that Davka or Lav Davka? It means Nisan? Only do this in Nisan? Or no? It's talking about Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, when do the trees start to flower? Nisan. That's when they start flowering. So Nisan is Lav Davka. And many, many poskim, right? Nisan is Lav Davka. It doesn't mean Nisan Davka. It means when the trees start to blossom at the beginning of the season. It used Nisan to tell you at the beginning of the season. There are other halachot that come from this, only when they're flowering, not once they have fruit. Chilat, onat ha-gidul. Only when it's starting. But if you live in a different place, and they flower at a different time, maybe it's fine. What about, let's say it's Shana Me'uberet. Shana Me'uberet is two Adars. So Nisan gets pushed off this year, till late. So it could be that they're Milav Levei already earlier in Adar, Adar Bet. Adar Bet would have been when Nisan is. Maybe then. Or what if Nisan is early, and there are no trees that have flowers yet, and Chodesh Iyar. So the simple reading is, nah, it's Lav Davka. Nisan doesn't mean the Davka Nisan, it means the beginning of the flowering season. However, Rav Yaakov Chagiz Nishut Alachal Ktonot, he says, no, it means Nisan, it must be in Nisan. And he says, Mashma Birchesh Kedim Shemimahrim Arbe Kodim Nisan in Lavarech. He says, if it comes before Nisan, because the almond trees, he claims, he says, take his word, they flower earlier than Nisan. Do not make the bracha. Wait until Nisan. The Rav Chida says, right, so he goes, maybe that's only on the Shkidim. You shouldn't do it early, because for anything else, it doesn't really make a difference. I'm not really understanding why the Chida said that, but he's trying to limit Halachot Ktanot. Halachot Ktanot said, do not do it before. Only do it b'Nisan. And if the Shkidim come early, do not do it early. So the Rav Chida says, yeah. Shkidim don't do early, but other things you can do early. Why? I didn't get a chance to see in the Chida inside, but he doesn't give a reason here, but it's a little bit difficult to know. The Rav Chida then responds the second piece, in Berkei Yosef he writes, V'ani shamat ishalpi derech ha'emet, derech ha'emet means alpi Kabbalah, V'lacha zo ina nuheget el b'mei Nisan. Alpi Kabbalah, it has to be in b'mei Nisan, and that's the way it is. He doesn't explain what it is. However, it's important to note, Bishuta Olat Shmuel Konforti, so Rav Vadi's derech is to quote everybody that you've never heard of and some that you have. He says, there's a machloket if Alpi Kabbalah. He says, no, Gam Alpi Asod, another way of saying Alpi Kabbalah, doesn't have to be in Nisan, and they both claim that this is Kabbalah from the Ari. It's not written anywhere. And none of the Arizal didn't write anything, Rav Chaim Vital did. It doesn't appear in any of his writings. They're arguing that this is, he says, no, it's all fine. Now, why would you think that? So he says, so Rav Vadi says, why, meaning, give some context, why Alpi Kabbalah should it matter in Nisan? Mm-hmm. There's a Zohar. The Zohar, because it's Parshat Balak, writes that Nishamot are, the Nishamot enter this world, and they're sort of interacting in this world at the beginning of Nisan. Why? That's how it works. And so, and Al Yideh Brachot, Zochot Leilu Nishmotehem. When you make Brachot, so there's Neilu Nishamot for these Nishamot that are found in the world, and that's when we go out. You go outside the Duberkat, people are not inside. The Elbi's Neshamot ascend. Maybe that's why Alpi Kabbalah, it has to be in Nisan. The Rav Chida doesn't say, put those two together. Rav Adi doesn't put those two together. But that's the way it is. Now, many other poskim quote this Alfi Kabbalah, the Petach Advir, the Petach Advir plays a very prominent role in Rav Avadi Yosef's Psak Halacha. The Petach Advir, the Ma'amar Mordechai, their later Achronim, who commented on the Shulchan Aruch, they play a very strong role in Rav Avadi Yosef's Psak when it comes to issues like this, on all sorts of issues. And so whenever he quotes the Ma'amar Mordechai or Petach Advir, he will often go with them. If the Petach Advir says Alfi Kabbalah, it needs to be in Nisan, the fact there's a machloket about it, you'll see it influences, you'll see throughout the series. It influences Rav Avadia tremendously. It doesn't always mean we follow him, but it's a tremendous influence. Now, there's a big machloket poskim. Does it mean Dafka Nisan or not Dafka Nisan? And how exactly does that work? Rayot this way and that. There's the Tshuvat HaZecher Yehosef. He says, look, we'll make a pshara, a compromise. Better to do it in Nisan. Wait till Nisan, because I'll think about that works in Nisan. Now, what if there are no flowers? Meaning it could work in the opposite direction. Don't do it in Adar, wait for Nisan. Fine. You wait in Nisan. There are no flowers. Maybe the season's early. Maybe you live in a different part of the world. Now what? We're not even talking about the Southern Hemisphere. Leave the Southern Hemisphere out of it. But depending on where you are, no flowers. So now it's Iyar. Now, finally, they start to come. Now what? So he says, okay, that's fine. You're allowed to do it in Iyar also. That's not the biggest deal. It's permissible to do. He says, and furthermore, whenever there's a machloket between the Kabbalah and the Pshat Halacha and the Poskim, we always follow the Poskim. So even if the Kabbalah would say Nisan, we follow the Poskim. Now Rav Avadia Yosef, this is a theme that he picks up on a lot. When there's a machloket between the Divrei HaMekubalim and the Divrei HaPoskim, those who are following the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, and those who are following the opinion of the Arizal. First of all, Rav Avadia Yosef says, whoa, nobody said there's a machloket here. The Mekubalim didn't say, don't do it in Iyar. They just said, do it in Nisan. There's a big difference. You have to be sensitive to the differences. It's one of the things he's picking up on. The Mekubalim said, do it in Nisan. They didn't say, don't do it in Iyar. Meaning, better to do in Nisan. No one said, don't do it in Iyar. So even Alpi Kabbalah, doing it in Iyar, you missed out. If you did it in Nisan, so you got the mitzvah, and you got this added benefit that the neshama benefited. True. And if you did it in Iyar, so maybe you missed out on that added benefit. But you still have the mitzvah. Don't leave out the mitzvah for that reason. Lastly, he quotes the Stechemed. The Stechemed says, look, Alpi Kabbalah, we got to do it the right time. Alpi Kabbalah, we're going to follow it. He says, we should really do it whenever it is. That's fine. He quotes, it's a great line. Mikol makom biyos she'anu nigarim tamid achrei horad maran achida. We, the Stechemed, Rav Chizkiya de Medini, we always follow the chida, alpi achrat ha-mekubalim, כמו שכתוב בשירי ברכה, זה נקנין כדברי הארי נגד מרן, שירי המרן שעל פי דרך האמת צריך לברך, גם הוא היה מורה כן. He's saying we follow the Arizal, because if the Shulchan Aruch only knew what the Arizal would say, he would have agreed with him. There's a big theme in Rav Avadia Yosef's writing. Again, the challenge is that they knew each other. They lived down the block. Meaning Arizal has a shul here, and Yosef has a shul here. What the Ashkenazim do? I don't know. Ask them over there. I know what we do. I'm responsible on this side of the building. So he says, first of all, he said, we follow the Arizal connected to Shulchan Aruch. Rav Avadia said, we never do that. We never follow the Arizal against the Shulchan Aruch, except when we do follow the Arizal against the Shulchan Aruch. So there are plenty of cases where Rav Avadia Yosef likes to say, no, Maran means Maran of Shulchan Aruch, or Yosef Karo. We always follow the Shulchan Aruch, no matter what, no matter how. I don't care what the Mekubalim say, we're going to follow the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, except for when we don't. So it's hard to know. You have to, Rav Vinny Lau, he wrote a sefer called Mimaran Ad Maran. It's his PhD dissertation. He tried to figure out, you know, Rav Avadia Yosef was, Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, we always follow, except when we don't. And sometimes we don't. And so we'll see some tshuvot as we go through where, yeah, we don't. Why? It's a little bit. So he says, first of all, in conclusion, he says, look, Alpi Kabbalah is better to do in Nisan. It's certainly better to do in Nisan. If you missed it in Nisan, you should most certainly do it in Iyar. Most certainly do it in Iyar and make a bracha. So someone wrote, he quoted someone who says, maybe, why? The Mekubalim says Nisan. You said Iyar. Safek brachot la'akel. When it comes to the question of brachot, we say if it's a machloket, don't make a bracha. He says, this is not a machloket, whether you make a bracha or not make a bracha, because even the Mekubalim never said, don't do it in Iyar. They just said, better to do it in Nisan. So of course it's better to do it in Nisan to fulfill this idea, particularly because the Petach Advir pushed for this, the Stechemed, the Rav Chida, they all pushed for doing it in Nisan. But if you missed it in Nisan, You can then do it in Iyar with a bracha as well. It doesn't say it here, but it says it in Yalkut Yosef and Halacha Brura. In Florida, sometimes it's an issue. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's an issue when Pesach is late. When Pesach is late in the year, we can already, now again, we're not going to make the bracha once the fruit's on the tree, only when it's a flower. So we know the cycle. Maybe I don't, but I'm assuming there are people who do. We know that it's all happening already. If we wait till Nisan, they're all going to be fruit on all the trees already. We know it's late. So if you wait until Nisan, you're going to have a problem. You can be proactive, it doesn't right here, but in Yalkut Yosef, he says, if it's at the end of Adar, and you're already seeing that many trees are starting to bear fruit, and if you wait another week till Nisan, you're going to miss the bracha. Because you need to do it on a tree that only has flowers, not a tree that has fruit. He says, if you're going to miss the bracha, you could also do it in Adar beforehand. We have to wait and see. But ideally, it's preferable to do it in Nisan unless you can't. Meaning, if you're going to push it off and you're going to miss it by waiting, do it in Adar before. Or if you missed it, then do it in Iyar. That's the question. That's good for the question. When it says Nisan, does it mean Nisan Dafka? Or does it mean the Ona? So that's Machloket already. Halachotano said Dafka. And NLP Kabbalah should be Nisan. He says the Psak Halacha should be the Ona. However, we're makpid that we should try to do it LP Kabbalah as well.